I want to hear, why did you decide to bring a pop art exhibit to the Center of the West?
We have quite a bit of work in our collection that crosses over between pop art and Western art. What our audiences have really enjoyed seeing is contemporary work and traditional work in juxtaposition so that we can tie into themes in a way that crosses time. And I got to visit some local collectors' home and got to see the Andy Warhol's Cowboys and Indians series up in their home. And it just blew me away. I did not know that Andy Warhol had dived into Western art toward the end of his career. And I started researching that and reading the things that had been written about it. And it seemed like it would be something that our audiences would really enjoy.
Susan, you mentioned Warhol's Cowboys and Indians series. When I think of pop art, I think of Warhol depicting those Campbell soup cans. And I'm wondering if you can define for us, what is pop art? Give us a little history.
Well, I think that pop art is, it's so immediately accessible. It's bright, it's bold, it's just eye candy. It was a time when the artists started honoring mass production. Part of that was the media they chose to work in. Warhol famously said, "I want to be a machine." And he set up his studio like a factory with assistants, with an assembly line, intentionally being hands off and kind of posing a set of parameters, but letting other people actually produce the work for him. Photography and collage were also important mediums because they tied directly into pop culture. And, you know, pop culture also just traditionally has vivid colors, flat planes, and it really mirrors the commercial landscape instead of the rural landscape.
The big question for you, when did pop art and Western art start to intersect, and how do they intersect?
Well, I think pop art in general started in the 50s and 60s in the UK and the US. It came about its name over time as critics tried to reckon with it. It was also called a new realism and other things. I think that pop art was always looking at iconic subject matter that was immersed in popular culture. Andy Warhol was always kind of interested in Western figures and Western mythologies. He liked to dress in cowboy boots. And
he made a Western film.
That's true, right. So yeah, it was you know, late in his career when he really delved into this, but it also reflected things that he'd been interested in throughout his career. Celebrity, for instance. And a lot of the works that are in the Cowboys and Indians series, they focus on some of the most iconic historic photographs. The one of General Armstrong Custer with his arms folded that was taken by the photographer Matthew Brady. A very famous photo of Geronimo that you see reproduced on T-shirts all the time. Of course, Annie Oakley is in the exhibition. We couldn't possibly leave her out. I actually think that it's odd that Buffalo Bill did not make it into the series. Because
that surprises me.
Yeah, because he is such an iconic Western figure, and there's so many photos of him. Mm-hmm. But
and I don't even think he actually did a portrait of Buffalo Bill.
Not that I know of. Yeah.
So, missed opportunity.
That's right.
So we've been talking about the history a little bit. I want to talk about the exhibit. When people come to the museum and head downstairs to Pop Goes the West, what can museum visitors expect when they visit? What are some of the themes and the topics that you explore in Pop Goes the West?
First, I just want to use one word, color. Lots of color. The artwork is vivid, and the accent colors in the gallery and in the wallpaper that we're using to set the objects up off is very colorful. When people walk into the center and look down the stairs into the Duncan Exhibition Gallery, they are going to see neon, literal neon. We have a work by Willem Volkers that is a landscape with bright neon tubing. They're also going to see just a huge variety of artworks from historic works that are before the pop art movement, but are looking at popular culture in a way that seems to foreshadow pop art. And they will see quite a lot of works by Native artists, both in our collection and from loans, and just a whole variety of work that touches on this era and this intersection between pop art and Western art in a very broad way.
And what are some of the topics and the themes that the exhibit explores?
Very broadly, it's looking at different viewpoints and different perspectives of the American West. So we have everything represented from both cowboys and cowgirls to Native peoples. There's artists looking at the commercialization of the West and how the West has become this commodity that a lot of people know of through popular culture. And so really, we just want to encourage people to think broadly about the West and what the West might mean to them, or what the West might mean to these artists that are representing it in ways that is very different from more traditional Western art.
Awesome. And Ashley, I'm wondering if you can talk about some of the indigenous artists that are featured in the show and their artworks. How are they using pop art? I'm thinking of the piece by David Bradley, Tonto's Dream. Mm-hmm. That's a really interesting one. Maybe you can start there.
Yes. So David Bradley is definitely one of the artists really digging into and interrogating the commercialization of the American West and in particular Native cultures. Native peoples and Native cultures have been a part of American popular culture for decades, for centuries almost. You think of all of the mascots that refer to Native peoples, all of the different companies that have used images of Native warriors or tomahawks, things like that, to represent their company. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, you know, the U.S. was still a very young country trying to find its identity. And it, as a government and as a culture, latched on to Native peoples and Native cultures to try and build up a uniquely American identity. And because of that, Native imagery and stereotypes have been very ubiquitous throughout American popular culture. And so a lot of Native artists who use pop art who are working in a pop aesthetic are using that connection that pop art has to popular culture to push back against stereotypes that have been perpetuated through the commercialization of Native cultures and Western culture as well. And so, again, it's artists using these really well-known figures or imagery. David Bradley is referencing the Lone Ranger and Tonto in order to look at political and social issues that Native peoples still face today. And so they're using this well-known kind of sometimes seemingly lighthearted subject matter to get at more pressing issues that Native communities and Native peoples face today.
And so when people come visit Pop Goes the West and see the exhibition, what ideas or questions are you hoping that people leave with?
What is Western art? It's a question that as curators of Western art, we continue to ask all of the time. Mm-hmm. And I think that isn't just us. That seems to be universal in the field.
I think so.
And I've lived in the West for 30 years, and I know this contemporary West very well and the imagery of it. And I also know the mythology really well. And I see how they come together in interesting and complex ways. So I think, yeah, what is Western art? What is pop art? And what does this intersection mean? And I think it's a really exciting area to look at and think about.
And even just more broadly, what is the West? Some of these artists that we have were born outside of the United States and immigrated here as teenagers or as adults. And part of what interested them and drew them to the United States was Western films or learning about the American West, learning the cowboy stories and the histories. They became very interested in that. And I think the West represents for a lot of people outside of the United States, it kind of is their picture of America. And just, you know, how accurate is that? How much of the West is America and vice versa? And so when, again, it's that juxtaposition between this contemporary West and the romanticized traditional old West, and trying to get people to think about, okay, so this is what I thought of the West was before. Now what do I think of the West after seeing all of these different depictions of the West through pop art, through popular culture? And so just kind of getting people to think more deeply about what the West means for them personally.
Awesome. Thanks, Ashley. I think that's a great place to land. I've been speaking with Dr. Ashley Espinal, who's the assistant curator for the Whitney Western Art Museum, and also Susan Barnett. She's the Margaret and Dick Scarlett curator of Western American art for the Whitney Western Art Museum. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thank you.